This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Animal encounters. We want to talk about animal encounters. Now, if the name of the show was the T-Hack Show, this would not be animal encounters. This would be why deer suck.
Yeah.
Because he only wants to focus on one animal and one animal. Mm-hmm.
And the encounters would be when you hit them with your car.
You call and say how you hurt a deer and we'll award you with stuff. So we just want to hear, like in Colorado, I think we have more animal encounters than anywhere else.
Probably.
Like maybe Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of animals here, a lot of different kinds.
Have you had any animal encounters, T-Hack, that don't involve deer?
Okay, no.
Aaron. I have geese encounters, but do can they call with a geese encounter?
Yeah, because those are aggressive little mother. I hate them.
The ones in the Denver Tech Center,
I believe,
somehow have access to C-SPAN or whatever channel shows local city council meetings where they have decided that the geese are protected.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know.
Yeah.
And they like walk in front of your car and stop and go, what?
Yeah.
Like,
what are you going to do about it?
I know that you can't hit me. I know you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And then they look up at the surveillance camera in the parking lot and they're like, you'll get caught. How do they know that they're protected?
They're just a-holes. I hate them so much.
I got a whole gaggle behind me here.
Did you just Google what you call them?
I did, yeah. I wanted to say murder, but that's crows. I thought it was a crows.
Yeah.
But gaggle is a goose.
So anyway, the reason we got thinking about this, there's about 2,000 stories in the news of people having weird animal encounters. My favorite is a kayaker who got stuck on the back of an alligator.
Whoops. Well,
accidentally? Yeah.
I think he's just, like, if you're kayaking in Florida, it feels like you want to die.
Well, no, so I've done that.
You've kayaked in Florida?
Yeah.
Not your water, it's their water.
Oh, I'm aware. And like the house
you said you want to die.
I don't know, let's do the math on this. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, I went and I hung out with friends in Florida. They have a house down there in the Keys and they have like a back channel. Which is terrifying because it's so murky and like you never know what's in there. And
you do know what's in there. Gators. Gators are in there, Aaron.
So we got in our kayaks and we went and it was fine. But I can guarantee there were gators in there.
Of course there were.
Yeah.
So this guy just rolled up onto the back of a gator.
Mm-hmm.
They just convinced you? Did it take any convincing to get in the
kayak? No, he was probably just rowing and accidentally went on it. And then the gator was like, what's on my back?
But I mean, for you, you're like, we just got in the kayak and, you know, it's like, I would be like,
well, first we rubbed our bodies with hamburger.
Like, I would have just gotten in my car and gone on a different vacation.
I'll kayak in Colorado where there are fish.
Yes.
Hi. Oh, look, a fish. Hi. Hi, fish. Fish encounters, not scary. Alligator encounters. You know how the kayak does that rollover thing?
Yeah.
They do that to you, and then they hide you under
the
a log.
Death roll, yeah.
Yeah. And they leave you down there till you're dead, and then they chew on you over days and weeks. All right. If you've had an animal encounter, we would love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
I did have one. I remember just when I moved into my house, because I have two Chihuahuas, so this was kind of a big deal. You two might remember me saying this, but I had been taking them out in our new backyard. The first time we have like a fence so we can just let the dogs go. And then one time I went to take them out and I looked, and perched on our fence was the biggest hawk I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you got to be careful with small dogs because the birds will just snatch and grab. Fortunately for you, you are a terrible dog owner, and your dogs are so fat that hawk's like,
just
it
one.
Can still get them.
Yeah, because then we were looking up. Aaron was helping me. They make like vests for them that have the spikes on the them and stuff, so that the birds can't
only
grab.
Only one
them.
Of your dogs needs it.
Stop. Beamer's a good boy.
Yeah. He's a good fat boy, but nobody's.
He like, listen.
I'm just saying, hey Beamer, you work in a salad, buddy.
I agree.
Because when I first got Moxie. Like we have a couple, we have some big flighty birds out there, and they're like, there's an owl who had a timeshare at my house because they don't stay in one spot.
Yeah.
Like they'll live for like 2 weeks at your house and they've hunted it up and then they move to different spots.
Mm.
And then after a while the rabbits are like, I think we're safe to go back here. And they're like, no, you're not. And they move back to their VRBOs around the neighborhood or whatever. But they finally gave up on my place. But like, yeah, I mean, I'm like, an owl is going to eat my dog. It was like 4 pounds when I got him.
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah.
I remember my dad getting the fake owls for our backyard because we had a bunch of rabbits and they were always eating everything. So we put like the fake owls around to scare them and it didn't work.
No.
It works for about a week.
Yeah, they're like,
and then the rabbits eventually are just like hanging out with them, like leaning up against them, smoking a cigar, going like, you come here often?
Yeah. The owl just got eventually moved into my sister's room as like a doorstop. She just liked it.
I still have owls stuck on my roof that I can't get down.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. Well, because I'm afraid to go up there again and get them down. I built a thing for the owl perch, and now the birds sit on top of the owl's heads. It kept the birds away for a little while, but...
Just mocking you.
All right, so far we have no deer stories, even with you in the room.
I'm trying to be respectful, I guess. I'm trying to be well-balanced.
This was a news story a long time ago, but like mountain bikers, you know, they love to like take a ski lift or whatever to the top of a mountain, then they mountain bike down. Well, sometimes you end up, I don't think it was a deer, it was like an antelope. So they're coming down that trail at like Mach 10, and then like an antelope is like, oh my God, we're running! And they're like running next to them, and then they, you know, they'll do that dart.
Yes.
Where they're like, oh God, something's behind me, and they just dart, and it just, yard sailed the mountain biker.
No, see, they don't do any good.
All right, so if you've had an antelope or deer encounter, Tiak will put you to the front of the list. But if you've had any animal encounter, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing animal encounters. Tiak has been out of the room, so let's find out. How many deer do we have?
None.
Ha ha! Because deer rock.
No, terrible. They don't do anything.
Sandy?
Yay.
Animal encounters. What happened to you?
So, young teenager, my family knew somebody that owned a hunting and fishing lodge in Ontario. We were staying there. We usually went in the summer. There was a bunch of people there always when we went. It was an island. There was a catwalk from the island to the mainland. Kids would be running up and down there all the time. One year we went in the fall, and it was just us and the owners there. My family went out to fish in a fishing boat, and I was standing on the dock fishing, and all of a sudden the dock starts bouncing. And I'm thinking, one of the kids is running around. Realize there was nobody else there, and I look up, and there is a black bear fully barreling down on me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
What did you do?
Will tell you, I ran like you can't
No,
imagine.
That's not what you do.
Brown lie down, black fly back.
Yeah, well,
is that really
I was a teenage kid, and I ran, and everybody says you can't outrun a bear. I could have outrun a freight train that day.
not a bear. So it just wasn't hungry.
A bear either.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I ran him, and the owner of the lodge heard me screaming, and he did have to shoot the bear. But it was scary.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Why do you know the thing?
I don't know. I feel like I learned it in elementary school.
Yeah, I've seen that before too. Yeah.
Brown lie down.
Black fight back.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to fight a bear.
I've never encountered one. I don't know.
I think it's just black bear propaganda.
Yeah. It's like, you should fight us.
No, lay down.
Oh, Wes. Wes! All right, Wes, we gave you a try, but like, you just really wanted your... thing going there. Kelsey?
Yay.
Yay.
Animal encounter, what happened to you?
I was up in the mountains camping with a few friends, and one of my friends hung their hammock right next to our tent. And the next morning, right as the sun is rising, a moose, I swear, like 10 feet tall.
They are huge.
Is tearing into his hammock, and he wakes up and looks at us through our tent and is like, what do I do? And we all were like, don't move. And so, good thing is the moose just smelled him and then it just wandered away. But definitely one of the most terrifying experiences in my life.
Stand by for a second. I'm going to our resident animal expert. Is there a limerick for moose?
Nope. Just stay
moose
still.
Is a goose if there's a moose. No. Like, you just, there's no.
No, because like they'll charge. They're scary. They're massive.
Especially during the rut.
Yeah.
Like, because when they want to.
Yeah, they can't be stopped. Yeah.
Wait, I just saw a video of a moose. Like, they are huge.
Yeah.
She said they're dude, so much bigger.
A 6 foot tall dude comes up to their shoulders.
Jeez.
So then the horns are like 10 feet in the air.
There was one that ran in front of me on my way to Nederland. And
oh, really?
It was so scary, but so beautiful at the same time.
Mm.
I get that a lot. Seely?
Yay.
Animal encounter. What happened to you?
I was walking up to a mint plant, and I happened to stand on a rattlesnake's tail.
They tend to not like that.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, it was rude of me, for sure. But crazy back.
I'm a snake. Step on my tail.
Hey!
That's my tail. I'm a snake.
Oh, my God. So what did it do? Did it bite you? It did.
It did. Yeah. So I ended up in the emergency room and had anti-venom and did the whole thing.
Oh my
gosh.
You
panicked?
You know what? I was actually a lot calmer than I thought I would. I literally remember looking up with the people that I was with, and I was like, I think I just got bit by a snake. So I think they were freaking out more than I was.
Well, it's
aren't
a good thing
they
you
deadly?
Didn't. They can be.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's like 8% of people die if they get bit.
Oh. You probably hurt the snake's feelings. It was like,
honestly,
I think I got bit. You're like, what? I did a good job. I bit as hard as I could.
Oh my God, yeah. She was standing on his tail.
Yeah, I know. I did feel
bad.
You deserved
and
then me and my nurse named him Barf Bag off of the holes.
Okay.
So he's still living up there, doing great things.
All right. Thank you for the call. We just need to do snake encounters, and
yeah.
T-Egg is going to talk like that all day.
The whole time.
Kelsey?
Yay!
Animal encounters, what happened to you?
Okay, so this was back when I was in high school, and my family lived in Willow Springs, up sort of in like the foothillsy. And this was an unusual animal even for me to see in that neighborhood. I was coming home later at night, so it was dark, and I was like, whoa, that's the biggest, scariest looking dog I've ever seen. And I was like, whoa, that's not a dog. That is a bear. It was crossing across the street. And I was like, no way. I was my neighbor that I don't know had her garage door open. And I was like, oh my God, that bear is going to go in her garage door. And the way that her like house was angled, it looked like there was a door that like he could get inside the house that was open. I found out later that it went to like the other side, like outside of the house, and that the bear basically just went through the garage. But he literally opened the freezer and ate stuff out of the freezer.
They are so smart.
They are.
And I went into the, like, went to ring her doorbell. Like, literally, I mean.
Why would you go ring their doorbell? That bear is not your problem. As long as the bear's got a freezer, you're home free.
Yep, but I thought that the bear was going to go in there, and I was like, there's a bear in your garage. I think he's going to go in your house. I'm scared because he went in this door, and I was like, I don't know where that door goes. I'm pretty sure that bear just went in this lady's house after eating a snack out of the freezer.
If the bear's in the house and you're ringing the doorbell, you're bear food too. Just go home. My God, woman.
No soliciting, thanks.
Yes, hello. Sam?
Yai.
Animal encounters, what do you got?
I wish it was a cooler animal, to be fair, but I was living up in Boulder maybe 10 years ago, if that's not aging me too much, and I walked out of my apartment and down my open stairwell that opens outside and thought I saw a cat, went to go pet it. It was a raccoon.
Trash panda. Awesome.
Yeah, pretty angry raccoon, I think rabid, and I started backing away from it. so it started walking up the stairs towards me.
Oh, yeah.
And so I had to run down my back stairwell while it chased me. Those things are freaking fast. And I am not. It ended up chasing me to my car where I got in. And then in a moment of panic, I think I ran it over and then I cried for about
All right.
No.
All right. We took it way too far.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
It's time for News or Nope, where these guys try to come up with actual hard-hitting news stories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can shoot them down at any point.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it since... I guess I've shot you down recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear all the times I've shot them down, you can download the Odyssey app.
Absolutely.
If you're grabbing your phone going, that's a good idea, don't start typing with an O. It's A-U-D.
A-C-Y. Yep, Odyssey. Yep. You can get live, you can get on demand, you can get BJ and Jamie in the morning, us, all sorts of stuff.
And all the nons your heart can handle.
News. News. No! No!
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
Sometimes these guys come in with great hard-hitting news stories. Sometimes they come in with their own political weird agenda. Today, just before we came to air, T-Hack said that it's Keira Knightley's birthday, apparently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And tried to double down on this stupid thing. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm recording Aaron's face right now. Sorry. That's funny.
Oh. We just put our
phones
up.
We have cameras in and the camera was flipped the wrong way.
Yeah.
He has a theory cool. that Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman are the same person.
Mm-hmm. It's not just him. There are so many articles that
So seconds
agree.
Before we go live on the air,
yeah,
he has the huevos... to look at me and go, pull up a picture of mm-hmm. Keira and Natalie and go, look at this, exactly the same. You found a picture where they're both gaunt with their hair cut down to nothing.
No, do you want other examples?
Pulled back, it's pulled in a ponytail.
Great. It's pulled back in like a black swan ponytail. Like you can put up Emma Watson next to that when she had her super short hair phase and she's going to fit it too. They're short, petite, women with dark hair with their hair pulled back. Anybody. If Keira Knightley walked by me and Natalie Portman walked by me, I would never be going like, wait, what? Which is which? They're not the same person.
They look so alike. What are you talking about?
You know who looks exactly alike? The redhead from Molly's Game.
Oh,
Is that Chastain or is that...
Jessica Chastain and Ron Howard's kid.
Yes.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
They are very alike. Okay.
To the point that each one of them, like Bryce Dallas Howard, has seen a Vogue shoot.
Hold on.
And she went, when did I do that?
This person. Which one's which?
This way. You just killed it.
Sorry.
To the right was Natalie. To the left was Keira. They're it's not
they
even.
They look so alike.
They don't.
You don't even have to finish the whole Google search. It fills for you because everyone's.
Yeah, because everyone's stupid.
Okay. Well.
Now I'm angry.
Good evening.
Good evening. Coming up tomorrow, there's going to be a huge astronomy, I don't know, whatever. The astronomers have found that we will see a star explode tomorrow.
Ooh.
How would they know that?
I don't know.
I don't know. They're in with Hollywood. I don't know. Which star will it be?
How would they know a star?
Keira Knightley? Yeah.
How would they know a star is going to explode?
They said that it hasn't been seen in 80 years, and supposedly the rare nova explosion will be so bright that you'll be able to spot it without a telescope.
Yeah.
So we just go outside at what time does it say?
Nope. That was the whole
article.
So
they know a star is going to explode. Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. I agree. How do they, it seems like light years and the time distance traveled, and how can they pinpoint it to a 24-hour period?
They would have to have something like a light year away that saw it explode, and then it sent a message back going, hey man, it's coming.
Mm.
Like, but we don't have anything. Like the Voyager satellite we sent out, it's not a light year away yet. Like light travels...
Astronomers predict the next eruption using its 227.57 day orbital cycle finding I don't know.
Okay, Aaron started
eruption.
To say words that she doesn't know how to say, so I had to stop her. That's the official. Nope. You don't get to keep going.
Well, it's gonna explode tomorrow.
Good evening. Good evening. Comeback of the century, perhaps, as Napster the file sharing platform that revolutionized the digital music landscape and also got in a lot
Why
of trouble.
Why are you talking about Napster? You're saying it still exists?
It got sold.
He said the comeback. Yeah.
Yeah. It got sold for $200 million. I don't know.
What
who,
do you get off of Napster now? Music is on.
So they're trying to re-enter.
All the music you could possibly want on the Odyssey app. See what I did there?
I agree, which is why I think it's
either way
a
you
waste
spell
of,
it, you can get it that way.
Yeah, but they're trying to re-enter the music landscape and be like respectable again, I guess.
Did the same dude still own it? The Facebook dude?
Sean Parker?
Yeah.
Or was he I think he got out and he went to jail, didn't he? Because he was the guy in the Facebook.
He was a little bit of a shyster.
Yeah, he was. Involved,
didn't
yeah.
What's his bucket play him? JT?
JT, yeah.
JT
exactly.
played him in Social
I
Network.
I have yet to see that.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
I was going to just get super judgy on you, but I literally watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. It was that was a time in the 90s. If you're a 90s kid like
200
me.
200 million
the
for
Napster
something
days.
Nobody uses.
I agree. Yeah.
Wow, this show should be worth something then.
Speaking of comebacks, 2/3 of Americans want their childhood products to come back. Classics like Crystal Pepsi, Banana Nesquik, and even the Atari.
Why would you want the Atari back?
I don't know. Yeah. That's kind of silly.
I kind of want it back because that's when my video game skills stopped. Because I can do a stick and one button.
Oh.
Like, the idea, I just bought new Xbox controllers for my kids, and it's like, you have, how many fingers does it take to play a game?
One, two, three on both.
That's
use.
Ridiculous. I can't, nope. I'm out.
Yeah, now there's more on the top of the controller, too. Like, because I don't play games, but I was recently with some friends who did, and they handed me one, and it's like, there's buttons everywhere on this thing. Like,
You get used to it.
No, you don't. Wow, I am coming off as real curmudgeon-y. Let's move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some kind of sad news coming from the Richard Simmons estate, as his family is suing their longtime housekeeper over alleged missing property, including $1 million worth of jewelry. They say that it's missing from the property, private notes, even a computer's gone. They're
saying,
you were the only one in the house, so you took it. She's saying, no, Richard gave me these things as a gift back in 2014, and they're taking her to court. So
how do we prove who's telling the truth?
Yeah.
I don't know, and that's what's tough. It seems like, I mean, I don't know Richard Simmons, but he seemed like a very happy guy. It seems like he wouldn't want any of this to happen, right?
Right.
It's true. All right, so do we have any more information on the star? Because I want to leave people with a positive note. Do we? Can we say what time?
It's going to explode tomorrow.
All right, head outside, watch a star explode like this stupid show just did.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did any of you guys fall for the 23andMe crap?
No.
Like doing one?
Yeah.
I almost did, but my sister warned me not to.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've done DNA testing.
Genetic testing.
Oh, that's not the same.
No, not that I'm aware of.
But how when they did the genetic testing, what did they do to you?
It was just a swab in the mouth.
So you're on the grid.
Yeah.
But you don't know if you're 1% Dutch and 13% German.
No.
You don't know any of that stuff. Is that what 23andMe did? Or did they just tell you you had a weird stepsister and your dad was an unfaithful?
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's both.
Is it both? Because Ancestry.com, that was like link up with find your long lost relatives kind of thing, and it was 23andMe. Is it the?
I think they all just kind of jumped into that.
They look at ancestry and like DNA genetic stuff.
Oh, they do. So they can tell you your whole family tree, but that's where it gets. God, man, when this thing came out, all the unfaithful bastards in the world were just
screwed.
Men and women, you know what I'm saying? Because you're just like. I've been lying to my husband. And it's like, you find out, like, hey, let's do it for the whole family.
You can find your ability to match musical pitch. That's one of the traits.
Okay. On 23andMe?
Yeah. Wow. Asparagus odor detection.
That's on there?
Bald spot, cheek dimples, cilantro taste aversion, earlobe type. We got to do this.
I mean, some of them, can't you just try some asparagus? See if it smells?
Ice cream flavor preference. This is a lie. This is fake.
I already know that.
Can we go through some of the things you just said? TX not going to be able to answer half of them.
What?
Do you have the asparagus thing?
Where my pee smells?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
Uh-huh.
How would you know?
He already said it wrong.
Huh?
He said it wrong already. What? It's not, it doesn't change the scent of your pee.
Yes, it
does. Just if you can smell it.
No, it's both.
Uh-uh.
I think it's both. Do you think it's just one?
Yeah, I think it's just if you can smell it.
I don't know. Get over here. Take a sniff.
No one listening who knows you at all thinks you ate a vegetable this year.
I like asparagus. That's one of the ones I do like. Yeah.
Well, because it's soaked in butter.
I might grill it. Throw a little lemon juice on it. Butter. Mostly butter.
My favorite thing is when you try to pretend you cook.
Yeah, you know?
Because you even did the hand motion of like you squeezing a lemon.
Yeah, you know? They always look so...
Okay.
They get that last kind of...
Bam! No, I don't think...
No, I think you're right. It is both. It does actually change the
There's
smell.
An amino acid or something that happens in your body.
It's like sulfur byproducts.
Because I remember our buddy Steve, we wanted to see if he... Got it. But then he like ate the tip off of one asparagus.
Yeah,
and
it wasn't enough.
Bro, you got to immerse yourself in this. Mm-hmm. If you're going to test, you got to eat asparagus.
Yeah.
I definitely have it.
Yeah, same.
And like even.
Yeah, whatever it is. Something's going on when I eat asparagus. Let's just say that.
Do you ever have pungent pee even when you're not eating asparagus?
Not.
Okay, this is going to get weird. Drink coffee.
Coffee? Does it smell like coffee?
It just smells burnt. I don't know. What does my ancestry DNA say about that? I think I need to drink more water.
That was.
Is it weird if Tiak and I come to the bathroom next time? We don't have to watch you pee. We just want to be first in.
Okay.
And it probably can't. Here's the.
We get a lot of texts that say the same thing. Actually, we'll have to get in line. I think.
But
about Aaron.
Here's the weird thing. Oh my God. Working here, it's just so bad because like if you have a weird pee or like you have a dinosaur shaped poop, whatever, and you're like, oh God, I got to get Tiak in here. It's the auto flush.
Oh yeah.
You know, like you can't do anything legendary here and get a shot of it.
They took away all the fun.
They did.
Because you're just like, anymore.
I'm trying so hard. Like, no. So then I'm like, you're trying to stand up all slow, like you're doing the Mission Impossible.
Trying to just text on your Apple Watch, T-Hat, come here.
Please walk to the bathroom.
I'm outside every time you go in anyways. I'm there. I'm ready.
This is so not what we were supposed to be talking about.
So 23andMe has filed for
No. Okay, do you have the cilantro one? Because here's what I think.
Oh, I love cilantro. It does not taste like soap to me.
But the people who think it does,
they're
so adamant that I think it really is real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, do you like cilantro?
That's the one I'm not sure of. Is that the stuff I pick off of everything?
You can't.
It's green in rice. Stuff?
At like Chipotle, you can't.
Oh, okay.
It's like they put it in, it's like mixed into the rice with some lemon.
That's
it's actually lime, sorry.
Bam!
Sorry.
Okay.
Emerald, chill.
Yeah, so I can eat that. That's fine.
You
it tastes
can
good.
Eat it, but it doesn't taste.
Doesn't like, taste like soap.
To me, cilantro's got this like, it's just like I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It's so good.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh my God, is there suds on that? Like they really believe there's soap in the food if there's cilantro. So it's another weird thing. Anyway, the point is this. If you've pooped a Michael Jordan.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
It's other people's problems. We shorten it by saying OPP. Tiak, what is happening?
Lindsay has an issue with one of her son's friends.
Oh.
Oh, beef. Like the beef. We want to remind you all of our OPPs. In fact, everything you're hearing, even the things you aren't hearing, are all available on the Odyssey app.
Absolutely. AUDACY.
Did you just say absolutely?
You did. Well, I heard it.
That's kind of cute.
Thanks.
You just can't help yourself, can you? All right, Lindsay?
Yay!
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 Why are you beefing with a kid?
OMG. How lame am I? I'm so sorry. But, story goes, I have a 9-year-old son, and he has a best friend who's a 10-year-old named Jackson. The two guys spent a lot of time together. And, you know, it was great at first. I could drop my son off at Jackson's house for play dates to get some, you know, errands done.
Sweet.
But the problem is that Jackson is very rude, talks back to his parents, and doesn't follow any of the same rules. You know, I teach my son, like, cleaning up, healthy eating, and politeness. So,
okay, well, that's Jackson, not your son. So far, no problem.
Well, But every time I pick up my son from Jackson's house, it takes a really long time. I call it the Jackson, for the Jackson to rub off of him and for him to get back to normal. It's like he's sprayed with Jackson energy. Do you know what I mean? Can you imagine?
It's like a Jackson vibe.
Every parent
can completely relate to like how they just, you meld into, okay. So he's got the Jackson on him. Man, do I wish we had changed the names for that part. So
I feel like he's having a negative impact on my son, and I'm worried,
Do you want to cut this? Let's get backstory. Is Jackson, have you talked to Jackson's mom? Are you tight? Like, you don't just drop your kid off at a stranger's house just because the two kids know each other. Do you know the mom?
Well, I mean, I know her, from the neighborhood.
Okay.
But, and we're friends, but I can't tell someone that I don't like their parenting skills.
That's very wise.
I'd like to talk with you.
I still want to hang out with her sometimes.
Yeah.
I still want to do the wine socials now and then.
Okay. So you're friends or friendly with the mom.
Yeah.
You don't, and you think, do you think, I don't know how to ask, I'm just going to be rude. Do you think they're bad parents? Do you think they're unaware that their kid is
behaving
abnormally?
I don't say bad. I think they're just maybe not aware, and that Jackson might be given too much freedom. You know, they treat him a little bit. He's a little too young for the freedom they give him. They treat him a little too much like an adult,
So they let him talk back. They think it's constructive for him to
Well, I think it's, important for him to use his voice, if you will.
Okay.
You said Jackson's a little older than your son, too. So, right? But at that age, it's kind of
A year at that age, it's
your
a
son
lot.
Has
yeah,
to just
exactly.
be in love with him. Like, he's the coolest kid ever.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's his idol.
So before we get to calls here, your solution then is to try to make your son not be friends with Jackson?
I don't know. I mean, can I really ban my son? I mean, I don't think so. So I don't know. I need help. That's why I'm calling.
I'm sorry if you said it before. Do they go to school together?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
How do you ban a kid from, is that like possible if they're?
Well,
I don't even know if it's possible, but I have to ban the influence. I have to find a way
at school, the rules are enforced.
Yeah.
But after school is when
all the rules are different, depending on you're at this house, you're at their house, you're on the bus, you're
And what maybe Jackson's like, oh, this is just playing, but where do you draw the line? Because he's horrible.
303-222-5423. You can call that number, you can text that number. Mm-hmm. Are you prepared? Let's pretend that everyone calls in and says, yes, absolutely cut Jackson out of your son's life. I'm not saying they're going to say that. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they're going to say that. But if they were, so you're prepared to lose that daycare? Like, it sounds like it's a pretty sweet deal for you. You can just have your kid shoulder roll out of the car and you can go run some errands. That's gone if you cut this kid out. But you're more concerned for the long game for your son than you are for the short-term gain for you having these free periods.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'll bring the kids with me together or something. I don't know.
All right,
that could be an option.
So then you can parent another person's kid. It's an awkward position. I'm with you, and I feel like I remember being more so in high school that there was, when you're in high school, there becomes a crowd where your parents are kind of like, "Hey, we don't like," they're a little more vocal about "Hey, those kids, be careful around them." Or it's not like you're banned. But they are aware that there are certain kids that are doing certain stuff, and we don't like you spending time with them. But they're so young that I feel I don't want to write Jackson off as he's a bad kid. It's he's young, he's learning, maybe he'll change. They feel like you can't do that yet. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not yet. No. He could be showing leadership skills, these skills in 20 years, you know, he could be a great mayor or something. I don't know.
A politician.
He'd have a maid and a chef.
He's not aiming high. He's just a mayor.
I don't know.
Okay. No, I mean, it's not bad. I don't know that you can ever successfully tell your kid, don't be friends with that person.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even those kids, I did still hang out with them, but I was old enough to understand, like, they are making choices that maybe I shouldn't make, right? Mm-hmm. If they're getting involved in partying or whatever, all that stuff. But a 9-10 year old, how do you explain, like, they're not, he's not making bad choice, he kind of is, I don't know, he's just like, hey, you shouldn't talk back like Jackson does. It's a harder
sell.
But
yeah, you're not gonna get once the Jackson's on you, mm-hmm, like explaining it to a 9-year old isn't gonna make him stop doing that. If you let him go there, he's gonna get the Jackson on him.
Mm-hmm.
So then you either have to cut him off, which is mean and cruel and unusual.
Hmm.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not just saying to a 9-year-old. I'm not saying it is to me.
But then on the other hand,
but like, the 9-year-old's like, mom, but like, what? Jackson's my best friend. Can you imagine telling Leo, I don't want to say any names, but like, you don't get to see he's not 9.
No, it'd be tough.
Devastating.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But sometimes he gets the on him too. I mean,
he does
a little bit. I've definitely, and I'm sure their parent, the other kid's parents are probably saying, "Yeah, you've got the Leo on you." Or, you know, it's like everyone's got a different. Everyone likes the smell of their own brand, or however the saying goes. You know?
I think that's about something else.
Okay.
Hang on, Lindsay. We're gonna get you some advice.
Would it be a terrible idea to like put her son in charge and like kind of call out Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
what do you mean?
If he notices Jackson talking back and is like, hey, don't say that.
My mom
says I can't say that. Why are you saying it?
Like, I've done it with my son, mm-hmm, but my son was more of an alpha.
Mm.
He was older and sort of looked up to. I'm kind of on T-Hack's team when it comes to like, this is a 9-year-old looking at a 10-year-old thinking, this guy walks on water. You can't police the police.
Yeah, he's like, probably in the grade ahead of him, and he's like, he hangs out with me, and like I get to say hi to him in the hallway. And,
But I did do that with Noah at one point, going, hey man, if these guys come over and destroy your house, this is your house. Like, I'm not going to police them. You police them.
Yeah.
But if Noah wasn't at that time a little bit of an alpha, mm-hmm, it would have never worked. Like, you can't send the beta and go tell that alpha no.
Yeah. That was like me trying to convince my friends we should wear helmets.
Right, exactly.
Like, okay, Hack, we'll just leave you behind.
But it's the right thing to do. My mom told me to tell all of you.
I know.
I did that to Noah, and that one didn't work. He was not enough of an alpha.
That's a tough sell.
It is a very tough sell. All right, so Lindsay needs help. Her 9-year-old's got a 10-year-old ickiness on him, and she needs to know, can I cut him off, or what is the solution? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Lindsay. She got a great kid who's got some Jackson on him.
Yeah.
If you were listening, it's a very funny thing, but like, all parents can relate to this. It's like, there's a kid that she lets her kid hang out with, and he's disrespectful to his parents. He doesn't fear authority. That's probably the wrong way to say it. But like, when her kid hangs out with him, when he comes back, he just can't be controlled. And she's like, well, I want to stop him from being friends with Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a terrible idea though.
Yeah. Well, Jackson's a little older than her son too. So I think there's an element of like the older cool kids hanging out with me and I want to be like him. But so how do you get it to be like the older cool kids actually
wrong?
Yeah. He's like doing bad stuff.
And maybe T-Hack might have admitted he's in this state a little bit.
Yeah.
He didn't say names of the crappy kids in his neighborhood. No. But if you're in T-Hack's
neighborhood. I didn't even say in my neighborhood. Okay. You're just saying that.
Leah.
Yay.
Yay.
What advice do you have for Lindsay?
Yeah, I had the same situation in like fourth or fifth grade. And my parents decided that we could only hang out at our house. And so it kind of eliminated that potential of her rubbing off on us because we had our rules.
Yeah,
at
but
my
then
house.
Did your parents parent that kid? Like, if she was disrespectful to them, were they like, not in my house?
No, because she didn't really like blur those lines of like disrespectfulness to like, other people's parents.
So she was smart.
Yeah. So the kid talks a big game when they're at home. Yeah. But if you get them out on the road, then it's, you know, they're not as comfortable being bad.
It eliminates the babysitting side of it that she had the perk of. But, you know, something that worked for us 20 years later, I'm still friends with that girl.
Oh, okay.
So it didn't work.
So you're saying then this? No, but the influence was gone, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you influenced her to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and how did you feel at the time? Did you like going over there? Were you bummed that you couldn't anymore? Did you take it well?
Yeah, it was a little awkward to have to always be like, no, I can't come to your place. And like, I think she kind of caught on that there was a reason why, but I never had that confrontation until probably later in life when we were adults and we're like,
yeah, my parents didn't like you. Wow. Thank you for calling. I mean, we talked about this recently with the sleepovers. I'm kind of that way. I'm just like, I don't want you going over there. Like anytime it's asked, I'm like, nope, just my house. Because then I know the rules are being followed.
Yeah, but you've been pretty consistent about that for your kids' lives. So to try to pull it back.
That
just
is
out of like, the blue. Yeah.
But hearing her say it, it might have been weird for my kids. Because they're probably just like, yeah, you know my dad. He's just not going to let it be anywhere but his house.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of conversations about you when they're older. Is that what you're saying?
Patty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What advice do you have for Lindsay and the Jackson problem?
Well, call me old fashioned. My mom always said, when my friends came over, as long as they acted like ladies and gentlemen, they were more than welcome.
Okay.
But if they acted any other way, that would stop the visitation.
Okay.
Mm. And sometimes when the other kids were kind of unruly and knew my mom had rules, they kind of liked it.
Really?
You think the kids, you know what, this is crazy. I know it's been stated in books and stuff, but like kids want structure.
Yeah.
Like if you're a free range parent, you're like, oh my God, my kids are so, like they don't, it may seem like they want that, but oh my God, they thrive in parameters. They genuinely do. Yeah.
They're getting positive attention when they're acting nicely.
Ah, well, that's what I was going to ask is like, did your parents ever have to kind of lay down the law.
Bring the hammer down?
Yeah.
There was one friend that they didn't like her mouth. naughty words. And she sat her down and said, you know, this is how you act at home, but you are visiting our home and we don't talk that way. So if you would like to come back, please stop talking that way. And she appreciated it and never did it again in front of my mom or me.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's,
I mean, Lindsay has a chance to flip this whole script.
Oh, for sure.
Instead of making it about, I don't want him around Jackson, like, make it, I'm going to fix this crappy little.
Her Jackson. Kid could be the positive influence.
Yeah.
On Jackson.
Seems like so much work. I know. Cindy.
Yay.
What do you think Lindsay should do?
Well, you know, I think that you can't really control how other parents parent their kids. And if you say something to Jackson's mom, it's just going to cause conflict and make a big mess. So I would say the best thing to do would be to, you know, parent your own kid. So if they come home with the Jackson on him, to make sure he knows that that's not appropriate and this is how we do things.
Yeah.
Which I think will then influence him to become that leader that you guys were talking about. The other thing is, you know, instead of dropping your kid off at Jackson's house for your errands, maybe let Jackson come over to your house.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that.
Get a little, you know, taste of your parenting style. So
yeah, maybe Jackson's parents could use a break too.
Yeah. Does anybody feel like we've changed the language in Colorado today that all criminals are like, he had some Jackson on him?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I feel weird. I have a question for probably Aaron, but actually for both.
Okay.
It's about dating.
Okay.
You know that I've tried the dating apps.
Yes.
And they didn't work. Mm-hmm. I even tried that. Tried that other new one.
The like Be Real one.
Yeah, it's called Raw. It didn't work. It's called Raw, and it makes it feel
what?
You were out. You were doing a bachelor party, and I talked about it.
Okay.
It's an app I still have it, but I'm just not. It's like Be Real. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. But is
where
it
just goes, hey, right now, take a picture. And like I would hold it up and take a selfie, but it would also take a picture of you guys because it takes a front and back camera at the same time. So it's like, what are you doing right now? So I tried that. But it turns out there's just not enough subscribers in Denver. So when you do anything on that, it's like, you matched with Sheila in Indianapolis. I'm like, well, hi, Sheila. Ever make it to Denver? No. Ever make it to Indianapolis? No.
That's how Raya was. Good That's chat. Why I stopped.
Like, oh,
it was,
really?
Yeah. It was fun to like talk to
BJ Novak from The Office.
Yeah.
But then.
You ever make it to Scranton? No. No.
All right. Well, see you around. Say hi to Rain. So I've given up on that or whatever. But then the other day I jumped on the book, the Facebook.
Mm.
And I forgot that they have a dating app.
They do. I have not looked into that at all.
There's a Facebook dating app?
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't work on your computer. It only works on your phone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just within the Facebook app?
It's just,
app?
If you get your Facebook app, as long as we're getting apps out, download the Odyssey app.
Okay,
real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
You can listen to this later and remember what apps we're talking about if you want to hook up.
Yeah.
No, it's right at the bottom.
A lot of singles in Indianapolis.
Like a lot of, along the bottom, you've got home, video, dating. There's a little heart.
Yeah.
Looks like the Southwest Airlines heart. And then, so there was like a notification on there. So I clicked it because somebody had liked me on the dating thing.
Oh.
I went and looked and it was like, ugh, no. But then I started clicking through and there were some cute people.
But you... Did you know you made an account?
Oh, I made an account when it came out, and then I never looked at it ever again. Yeah. Oh. So there were a couple people on there, but it was like, sorry, with all due respect, no.
Mm-hmm.
There was a really cute girl on there.
Why am I so nervous now?
This is exactly why I'm going to ask. You said something on the air the other day where, and I don't know if this is true or not, but like, what's Bieber's wife?
Haley.
Yeah. You said she kind of stalked him.
Yes.
And you said it like that's a bad thing.
It was like a 10-year plan. Like,
okay.
Don't get me wrong, because I stalk as well, but not to the Haley Bieber extent of booking hotels or like going to dinner at the hotels that he's staying at.
Okay. So where's the line?
What have you done?
So... On the Facebook dating app, it just says your first name. Like, you don't know who they are, right?
Okay.
But sometimes
Which
it'll
is interesting.
Be like...
I thought it would just be your profile. I thought it would just be your Facebook.
That's what I
assume. You can choose your profile picture, so if somebody really wanted to dig, they could probably find you.
Okay.
But you can make a separate...
You just put... It's just like a dating app. You put whatever pictures you want, and maybe your profile picture is your best shot or whatever. But if your first name's Jennifer... I don't know why I always default to that name, but it's just like if Jennifer is like, what am I going to type? Jennifer, Colorado, blonde hair. It's like, ugh. You're not going to find her.
Nothing comes up. Trust me.
But I will say this. What it does do on the Facebook app, it goes like, Jennifer is one of your potentials. And it's like, you have two mutual friends, T-Hack and Aaron. And I'm like, so then I just go to your profile because we're friends.
And if your friends are, yeah.
And then I just go search Jennifer in your friends list. I'm like, well, that's her. So that's one way. If you have mutual friends, you can stalk them right away.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like that. It lets you know, like, because you could ask the mutual friend about them.
But then it gets weird because it's like, hey, man, why haven't you set me up with Jennifer?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's weird. So here's the stalker thing that's just happened. I feel so weird even bringing this up. So there was a cute girl, a very foreign sounding name.
Okay.
Ukrainian sounding. All if you can imagine, you know what kind of names I'm talking. Sonia or... I don't want to say her name.
Okay.
But like something that's very... And it even says she's from somewhere over there.
Okay.
But it also says something about where she works. Like designer at... Ugh. And then, you know... 17, a couple dollars thrown around here to this background search. I have her name. I have everything. I know who she is. I know where she is.
Okay, good. Great.
So I swiped on her and nothing's happened. So I'm impatient. Aaron, get away from your computer. You're not going to find her because I'm not going to tell you her name. So now I know where she is on LinkedIn. Is it stalker to like try to... and I have her Facebook page. Is it stalker to try to friend her a different way?
Yes.
But what if she's like me and just stopped looking at the Facebook dating thing? Like, and we're MFOE, MFEO, made for each other.
Oh, no. What if she's seeing someone and forgot about the profile?
Well, I'll find that out when I'm sitting out in front of her work.
No.
And getting the same tattoos as her.
I've heard that's bad, but I...
Is it?
I would like it, I think, if I matched with somebody and then they reached out.
We didn't match. We haven't
that's
matched.
That's the thing.
I just know enough about her.
But I would like if anyone reached out.
That's what I'm saying.
At any point, really.
Isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice if I'm just like, hey, hi there.
Do you think it would be nice because you would enjoy that? But you have to think about it from her perspective.
I don't think I would enjoy it. I would think it's crazy.
So then why do you want to do it?
Because maybe girls are different. I don't know. But can't I? It works for Haley. They're married. They're happy. They have a baby.
Okay, but also Haley, we don't know that they're happy.
Seems really happy. He's dancing and rapping and come on. So then no. Don't click on her LinkedIn.
Happened like yesterday.
It's been recent and I've been lying primarily to you because Aaron, you're a stalker and you'll find her. If I say even part of her name, you'll like your fingers are on your keyboard right now. I'm not going to give you any hints.
Come on.
I'm not going to. So then you're saying drop it.
Yes.
I think go for it. Why not? What's the worst that could happen? She'd be like, I'm not interested.
I get arrested.
Well.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why do I get such pleasure in pointing out times where TX's a bad husband?
Because it's rare.
Mm. Is it rare?
Yeah.
Or is it often and his wife just loves him so much that she allows it?
Mm. I think it's rare, honestly.
I think it's, yeah. I'm with Aaron on this one.
There's an AITA, Am I the A-hole, mm-hmm. going around where a husband bought his wife of how many years? 17 years?
17, yep.
It was her 50th birthday, too.
Okay, that stings a little bit. I didn't read that part.
Yep.
So it's a milestone birthday? Yeah. You guys believe in those, though?
No.
Like, you don't?
No.
Aaron's about to turn 3-0 and she doesn't care.
Yeah, my brother-in-law literally this morning was like, Do you wanna do anything for your birthday? And I was like, I'll probably just make a cake at home. Like, that's
you'll
fine.
Make a cake.
Yeah, because I like it.
You're gonna make your own cake.
I like doing that.
Not
a gluten-free confetti. Yeah. No, I love like decorating cakes.
If that genuinely makes you happy, but like,
yeah,
you don't want anybody to do anything for you.
I just don't care
about any birthday.
Yeah.
Or is this
you're gonna be 30, Aaron?
Yeah. Cool, it's another day.
No,
I don't know.
I am that guy.
I love like, celebrating other people, but for me, I don't know. It just.
But are you like me?
Oh. No, I'm not like, don't get me anything. Where's my surprise party? No.
I am that guy.
You are.
I don't want anybody to do anything. I don't want you to do anything.
You threw the biggest fit. It was your 25th anniversary at Alice.
That one made me mad because I watched them do confetti for people. Oh my God, you've worked here 8 years. They decorate their door. Yeah. They're just like, man, there's a marching band. Mm-hmm. There's what's the thing on Severance? The...
Oh,
fun
yeah.
And what did they have?
The choreographed or the and
that's it,
oh,
that's
what
it,
is it?
That's
hold on,
it,
hold on.
It's
merriment. The choreographed and merriment team or whatever.
They do it, and it's like, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to be working here 25 years. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what happens. What kind of, if they did confetti for 8 years, there's going to be hookers and blow, and like, what in the world are they going to do to celebrate me? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
Literal negative nothing.
Like nothing. And then I came on the air and lost my poop.
You did, yeah.
And they had the nerve to then, I still have it in my bag, I think. I don't think, did I give it to one of you?
No, you didn't.
No.
They found Intercom gold watch. Intercom is the name of the old company before. Intercom is like a name of a company from Office Space.
Mm-hmm.
And we changed it to Odyssey, spelled wrong. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you want to learn how to spell it, go to the App Store and download the Odyssey app. You can
You can find him complaining about his
25th year. My 20th anniversary would have been May of...
Was it 20 or 25th?
25th, yeah.
Okay.
May of... 23,
I think? What? 22, 23?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, go find that show on the Odyssey.
It was such a big deal, it's hard to forget.
Anyway, but I will say this. I don't want a party for my birthday. But if you don't do anything, that hurts. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You got to do something, but you can't. Oh my God. This isn't about me. We're supposed to be doing the AITA. But it's like, I don't know the right answer. If you just go, happy birthday, it's like, no. I don't know what I want.
You want to be celebrated, but you don't want to ask to be celebrated.
But I don't want it to be, I don't want it big. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What do you want?
I don't know. What do you want?
I don't want
our
anything.
Our birthdays are close.
I mean that.
You don't mean that. You're a girl and you're lying.
I'm not.
You're lying. She's lying. Help me. Bad husband.
Hey, no way.
Yeah, like, I'm not helping you. Don't you. She wants something.
I helped you earlier. I'm not
she
lying.
She wants something.
I don't.
Yes, you do, Aaron.
I want is to travel somewhere with friends, but I know that that's not going to happen, so we'll do that later. So right now, it's fine.
So you want literally 303-222-5423. Did we do this already? And did anybody suggest anything? Aaron says
Smarty
she doesn't
Marty
want anything.
Reached out and gave.
Smarty Marty wants to do what?
Was it was like karaoke, I think. Well, it's not your birthday.
Do you want to do karaoke?
I've never done it. What? I don't.
Can you sing?
Yeah.
Can you sing?
You've heard me.
I've heard you in here, but.
Yeah.
And when you shower.
Okay.
Normally this is where HR busts through going with the merriment and choreography. No, I want to do something for your birthday. Please text in to 303-222-5423. Text what we should do for Aaron's birthday.
We're supposed to be talking about
and sort of, by the way, when you're texting, just know that I want them to be for my birthday too.
Yeah, because your birthday's coming up. It's before mine.
Barely.
Yeah.
We could combine. Just so.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Here's the question. This woman's turning 50 and we just established for 22 minutes that milestone birthdays either do or they don't matter. We don't know. He got her a vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people are like, jerk move.
Yeah, they've been married 17 years. It's her big 50th birthday. And that's all he did is got her a vacuum.
And TX like, this is where I'm celebrating him being a bad husband. He's like, that's a dope present. That's
yeah, great. Absolutely. If you're an adult of a brand new vacuum, it's like it's a big deal. It's a big purchase. I got a vacuum for Father's Day one year. I got a shop vac. It was awesome. I use it to this day. It was great. I didn't go on Reddit and complain
about
it.
Like, thank you for bucking the trend of males who are just deadbeats. Thank you for being a great dad, a great mentor, a great husband. Thank you for being the strong, positive male influence in our children's lives. Please vacuum the garage.
That's
a good present.
What would be a better present? I mean, I'm an adult. If I want something, I'll buy it. I'll get it on sale. I'll find a way to get it.
Vacuums can be very expensive. So if someone were to buy me,
so it's just about
price. If someone were to get me the Dyson vacuum, the handheld one,
they're not that good.
No, I like them.
The Dyson Slim,
they're nice.
There's a pile of them in my backyard. They stop working pretty quick.
Well, I wouldn't
the
know.
The Shark one's just as good.
So you okay, bury so that would
it's
be
like
fine.
A vacuum
just
cemetery.
The wireless hand. If someone were to buy me the wireless hand vacuum, doesn't matter what brand.
For your birthday. For your 30th birthday.
That'd be dope. But I also understand 17 years being married to someone. She said they didn't even like go to dinner. Like, that's kind of important. You have to do that.
So you have to do something and the present.
I agree.
So he is still an a-hole because he didn't do enough, but he's not an a-hole for the vacuum.
Correct.
Yeah. I think this woman hurts her case by saying, we've been married 17 years. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just past the point. It's like, yeah, you're married 17 years. What else did he
buy
you?
But you do a great job at making sure that you have love for AHAC every single day and it stays fresh and rejuvenated. So I hate hearing that 17 years I'm giving up. Here's a vacuum. Like that's.
No, I'm just saying it goes both ways. It's like, it's not about the presence anymore. We've been together 17 years. I love you more than anything in this world. What do I need you to get me something for?
Is what to me, It's just a vacuum.
Like, my love is not based on the gift you give me. We've been married 17 years. We have two kids together. We have a home and a life and a family. Like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to give me anything.
But that's not
so. That's where you would value. That's where you would value the dinner more because it's the time together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Then just don't do the vacuum. I would just say.
But the vacuum's cool. It is expensive.
It is cool. You buy it for on a Tuesday. It just at this moment where like. Do you understand everything I just did to you about you're a nurturing father and you're a great person and I love that you're in my life? Here's a cleaning thing. It's bad. I think you can,
but
you
got to
separate the two things. You got to like.
T-Hack, did you want to shop back?
I'd mentioned it. Yeah.
So she listened and got him something he wanted.
Yeah.
Not that day.
It's fine. It was a gift that he wanted.
Yeah, it's fine. What is a better gift? There's nothing I want. Like that's the thing. It's hard to give gifts. I think when you're the longer you're married, because it's like, if you want something, get it. You want this first? Do you like this? Get it. You know, like why do I have to pick it out for you?
I'm just saying. I've dropped hints for years in relationships. I've been married. I've been like three way would be nice. Three way would be great. Nobody gets me a three way. I got 17 shop vacs.
You're not using them right.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We're about to do some groundbreaking radio.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the movie title that describes your last fart. Now listen. This is trending on the interweb, which is why we're doing it. But before we get into this riveting list, I want to say a couple things. All this week, we are giving away Jonas Brothers tickets, as are our compadres in the morning show. BJ and Jamie have them all week. I think they do it in the 8 o'clock hour. We just kind of throw them wherever because we're just like, woo, we never know what we're going to do. Tomorrow, in the 4 p.m. hour, is when we're giving away the Jonas Brothers tickets tomorrow.
Yes.
We already know what we're doing tomorrow in the 4 p.m. hour.
We do.
Yeah. It's new, yeah.
It is a terrible idea, but we are going to let you roast us.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
So I don't think you're trying hard enough because we opened it up the other day to say, like, text in to 303-222-5423 with your roasts. And I know Aaron threw it up on all the socials.
Yep.
And maybe you guys don't get it because you're like, you guys are great. Your show's awesome.
Have you seen a roast before? Yeah.
No, that's not it. That's not what we're looking for.
It's very kind, very sweet.
It is.
Thank
we
you.
Love you.
We love it.
But like, geez, Slacker, how many times have you been divorced? Like, say something horrible. Tiak, we found out, has a whole list of things. He's got roasts ready for us. I don't have anything ready for you.
Oh, well, then it's not fun. I don't want
to. No,
then
I still want you to
attack.
Do it.
It's like, just an attack then.
So tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you can
roast us.
For Joe Bros.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Worth your while.
So it's like, if you haven't thought about all the things you hate about us, you're going to think about it now because you want to see the Joe Bros.
So you'll be at the concert standing and someone's like, I waited in line for hours to get these tickets. And you're like, I just said something mean about the Slacker Show.
Yeah. That's how I got in.
It's awesome.
Cost me nothing. All right. So tomorrow, you can text your roast now and we could call you tomorrow or we can just read them on the air. 303-222-5423. Without further ado, the movie title that best describes your last fart. Now, we don't have a time to really read all of these.
No.
In fact, we'd love for you to text in with some of the ones we didn't think of to 303-222-5423. But it's like in the times before, like we've done things like this, but you got to modify a movie title to make it whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
change one word or
change
something.
One word in a movie title and make it a porn. It's like, The Hunt for Pink October.
Okay. Right.
That would count. Yeah.
There you go. This is the movie title. I want to put this out there. Aaron is here under duress right now. She does not want to be in the room. Like when I said, hey, why don't we do the movie title thing? She was like, really?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. So on that note, you get to go first.
Scent of a woman with Al Pacino.
That's a good one.
I don't think you have to say the...
Oh, you said... Well, I didn't want to pick one off the list, so I found a different one.
Oh, you found your own.
Yeah.
Scent of a woman.
Isn't that the movie?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, it's
great. Okay. I like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Describe. Yep, that'll do it.
Wait, hold on this topic. Doechii posted to like TikTok, love her so much, and she was like, "I'm gonna fart. I am a grown woman. I have been through so much stuff. I'm gonna fart." And I was like, Doechii, I love you.
Did she fart?
No. She's just saying like, why do I have to pretend to that I don't?
You don't. In fact, name it.
After a movie.
Yeah. I'm gonna do extremely loud and incredibly close.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, like maybe you just downloaded the Odyssey app for the first time, mm-hmm. and you're streaming. Oh, can I hear the Slacker Show on the stream? Yes, you can. Audacy app. Uh-huh. Just download the app. Mm-hmm. In fact, later on today, you can tell your sig other, did you hear them talking about movie titles that are farts? Let's download the app and listen to it. Aaron, I think it's you again.
Yes, sir. How about Gone with the Wind?
That's good, too. Days of Thunder. You listening, Marconi? You tuned in? We won an award.
We've won zero awards on this show, and we do quality content like this. Fast and Furious.
Tokyo Drift.
Are you just piggybacking on mine? Is that what you did?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, it's back to you, TF. Okay. We'll do one more round.
Okay. Okay. The Incredibles. Yes, plural.
Yeah, go ahead.
Aaron. What about Blazing Saddles?
You know, you can never make that movie today. I feel obliged every time Blazing Saddles comes up, somebody says, you could not. Yeah.
I'm going dark with the final one.
Okay. All
right. There will be blood.
Oh, God.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I need some advice from the parents of the room.
Okay.
I mean, you know that I love my children.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not. Okay.
No, but I just.
It's never a good preamble. Look.
No, but I just don't think I'm the North Star of parenting. I don't think I've done. I don't think I've done well with my children.
But I think that's where you are actually a great dad, because you know you effed up. And you can admit that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're down to pay for therapy.
It is so good we can have these conversations. Mm-hmm. Let's just make sure that none of this ever gets out to the general public.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I screwed my children up, and I screwed them up equally but differently.
Yeah.
But I, you know, not all of us are TAG. We're like, oh my God, I sleep train right away.
I mean, to your defense again, you told him to do that.
But he had read it in the book. I didn't. He didn't.
I was way ahead of him. I beat him to the punch.
Did you?
I let him fill me in.
Did you?
Fill me in.
Do you feel like I've helped you in any way as a parent?
Yeah, I do.
But is it mostly as the like
what not to do?
Yeah.
Never shake a baby. You've said that.
I definitely.
And that's very important.
Yeah, but you knew that.
Okay. I'm trying to.
Okay. I know, like, okay.
No, you haven't. Also, it's an unfair comparison because my kids are still very little and yours are teenagers. Mm-hmm. They're at different stages. You've had to deal with way more, all that stuff.
At the age your kids are now, I already knew I had screwed up.
No way.
Oh, yeah. No, there's just times where you're just like, oof, that one's going to leave a mark.
Okay. No, this is perfect because last night I'm hanging out with my oldest nephew. I don't have my own kids. I help with my nephews.
You just borrow other people's kids.
Yes.
Yep.
And we're coloring. I'm coloring Captain America. I'm staying inside the lines because I'm an adult, and I do that. He is 5. He's kind of scribbling. I have never seen a child throw a meltdown like that before. Just the lack of self-confidence in that moment. It went on for like an hour of
him. He was sad.
Oh my God. It was a fit. It was a full meltdown. Like every kid in school is better than me. I suck at coloring. I'm terrible at baseball. Like a whole hour. And I was like, I don't know what to do.
As a good aunt, as a good parent, I like to try to be on the side of the child. So then I'm like, yes, you do suck at this. And I have seen you throw a ball. You're terrible at that as well.
No.
In fact, I have this list prepared.
Oh my God, you haven't named all the things you're bad at. You got that one lazy eye.
Oh my God.
Does he have a lazy eye? No. I'm so sorry. Yes.
That's so mean though. But I was just like, no, okay, so I've had longer time to practice my coloring, but you can catch a baseball. I can't do that. And like, I was
so
just
trying
to find-
So what did you try? Did you try that? Did
yeah,
you try
I
saying,
did.
But you're good at this.
Yeah.
I've had similar instances. One that comes to mind is the yo-yo, because we got a yo-yo. I used to be mm-hmm. really into yo-yos. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I got dates. After the fact, but I used to be into yo-yos, and my
you.
So it's after my magician days. No, I got real into yo-yos.
Like, you're not old enough for this, but you're in the throes of a midlife crisis, and we might mm-hmm. have to just devote a whole show about it.
Why?
Like, because he's doing all the things he did when he was a kid. Now he's doing. He's grasping. It's like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm a skateboard. No, I'm gonna do him a good yo-yo. Like, he's just, he's like, I'm gonna learn to juggle. I never learned to juggle. Like,
how did you know that? I legitimately do want to know how to juggle.
God, you're so, because I would do it. Because I would do this. I bought the book. It's called Juggling for Klutz, KLUTZ.
Yes,
comes
yes.
with the square bags. And it's like, start with one hand. And I'm like in my room by myself going, I could be having relations with girls.
This will work. I just gotta nail this.
Because I don't want you to repeat. Do you want to be like me?
You're right.
Then you okay. lose the joke.
No, but we were yo-yoing and my son was trying it out and I'm doing it with him and then he just can't do it. And then he's like, just wants to give up. And I'm trying to explain to him, you're gonna have to practice. You're gonna have to, like, I spent hours and hours learning how to do that, learning how to walk the dog, how to rock the cradle, all the the championships type stuff, you know? But he was like, he's okay. just like, I either can do it or I'm not interested. And that's, I don't know if that's just being five or what that is, because I didn't have much success.
Okay, so.
He literally went and like laid down on the pantry floor. I was like, I don't know how to handle this.
So I will say, I don't know how to answer either of your questions, but like, one of the things you're doing wrong is you're trying to logic a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, you're going to get, like, they don't have that. So when you try to, like, you know what I mean? Like, if A equals mm-hmm. B, then B must equal. And it's like, that's the wrong way. But is there anything, how do I say this without you being mad at me? Is there anything he doesn't suck at?
Yeah.
Like baseball.
Baseball,
you said?
Karate.
But did he suck at it at first?
Probably.
Right. So that's the way that I've gotten, like, my son is 18 and he still has these meltdowns sometimes, but this is logic. But it's like, because he'll start to do something and he's like, screw it, I don't want to do it. And it's like, no, when you get a new video game, like when he first learned to do F1 on the Xbox, I'm like, what was your qualifying time? Like, I was the worst. I'm like, but then you sat there and you tried until you could do it. And like, you have to do the same thing with every single thing you do. But you can't say that to a 5-year-old.
Right.
Especially one with a lazy eye.
He doesn't have a lazy eye. And even if he did, it's fine.
I don't know I honestly don't know the answer. But I'm just saying that could be the answer. If you think he's ready for it, like, do you remember the first time you tried to catch a ball? And it's like, yeah, I was, and it's like, that's it. Like, you just have to. Hmm. Or just, do you hold their hand? How do they get good at coloring? I don't remember.
I don't know. There's all sorts of tricks. You can do like a rubber band. I've seen that to like help them hold the thing.
But or like the grippy things that they put over crayons.
I'm the worst helper because I don't hold my pen or pencil right. I kind of just grab it like I'm real angry at it. And just
do you hold it like in your fist?
I don't know. My
Does
hand,
it come
my
out
hand always
finger?
Hurts
you,
when I'm done writing.
Pen in your pocket. I need you to demonstrate.
Yeah, get a...
I just kind of like.
He uses like his middle finger in his.
Taylor Swift does that.
Does she really?
There you go. And she's written some of the best songs.
Okay.
So
well, hold on.
There you go.
But she has a really weird lazy eye.
No, she doesn't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
There's an interesting thought exercise out there, and Tiak and I are going to be at odds no matter what because you already believe. Okay. We're going to talk about boobs.
Yeah, it's a good thought. This is a good thought exercise. I was thinking about them already, actually.
I want to go on record for the final time and let everybody know. I'm not opposed to boobs. I don't even dislike boobs. When I see a beautiful woman, it's not the first thing I notice. Cause like so often, even Aaron will go like you guys notice different, we all notice different things on a body, male or female. Like, what's the first thing you notice, Tiak?
Face.
Aaron?
Face.
Lies. Okay.
No.
On a boy or a girl or both?
Both.
Okay. And then what's next?
Well, then I like go into detail around the face. So it's like eyes and eyebrows and then nose.
Okay. It's quickly to boobs, probably, for me.
Yeah, that's what
I mean. But obviously face first. That's who you see someone. Like, I'm first.
But if you ever
I'm not
just
trying
went,
to like play, pretend like I'm a hero or anything.
No,
I'm
okay.
Just trying to be honest.
But like boobs is like 400th on my list. But that doesn't mean I don't like them.
Okay. Wow, what?
No, I just...
How do you skip over them? Like, you got to go around them and notice anything.
For some reason, I really like small ones.
Okay. That's fine.
Oh, I know it's fine. Okay. I'm not looking for validation from you.
You seem nervous?
No, I just get tired of people going, what's wrong with you, man? Like, I have friends. I don't want to say his name out loud, but his initials are JB. Where it's constantly like, how come you don't like boobs? And I'm like, because I don't know. I don't not like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm way off topic. Here's the internet thought experiment. A long time ago, women covered most of their bodies.
Yeah.
Like if you showed an ankle, it was like, oh,
scandalous.
What are you, look at that slut.
Yeah.
She's got both of her ankles out. Look at that. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, do pantyhose exist anymore?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can't tell you the last time I saw a woman wearing pantyhose.
Are you talking about like the...
Like a stocking.
Like the flesh colored?
Yes.
Those are probably less like common, but the like sheer black ones are very popular.
Okay, for when? Like you're
anytime,
at a formal
just
event
with
or something?
With a skirt? Just no, even every day. I have some
it
that
seems
I...
like all I see is leg now. Real leg.
Mm.
Like legit leg out there in the wild. Anyway, my point was this, and the internet's point is this. Then all of a sudden we're just like, ankles be damned, they're out there. And now when you see an ankle, do you go, oh, or you're just like, that's their ankle, right?
I just probably don't even think anything.
Correct.
I don't even think, oh, that's their ankle.
You'll look around the ankle at like what shoe they're wearing before you even notice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's TAC definitely will, especially if it's a Nike.
Shoe is three, probably.
Okay. Oh my God.
Face boob shoe. Yeah. Got it.
So here is the internet take on this. If women just walked around with their boobs out, would boobs go the way of ankles? Would we just stop? Are women like constantly having to like cover up because we're so lecherous about it? But if we just took the stigma all the way off of it, just went. Whew. And my argument for this is this: in France, I'm bringing alcohol into it. You're 7 years old. You're at the table. Here's a glass of wine. Have it or don't. So the taboo is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Alcoholism rates are in the toilet in France because there's no stigma to it. There's no taboo. There's no like, I got to sneak. I got to.
Mm-hmm. But don't they drink more? They probably drink more alcohol like in, what's the word? Like as a total.
Social.
Than we,
I don't
like,
know.
There's probably
capita,
more issues
sort of?
In America, like with people who have alcohol, but there's probably drinking more. More people drink
just overall
like, every
consumption.
Day. Yeah. Overall. There. Yeah. That's.
But I think they
I
probably
that,
just have a glass. Whereas we are such a gluttonous culture, like they'll just have a glass with dinner and that glass will last them through dinner. And we're like, well, I'm going to have two cocktails before the food arrives and then I'm going to have six more with it. And I'm doing this in this accent because it's how I am.
But are we doing it because it's like, because I'm going to Chili's and this is a big night out and I don't drink all of other weeks, so I'm making up for it.
Is Chili's a big night out?
For TX? El Presidente Margarita!
Oh, hold on. Their margaritas are really good.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
They don't even touch
a
slacker.
I love a Chili's margarita.
Because they give you the little shaker with it.
Oh, it's so fun.
The
Presidente. I'm going there tonight.
No, you're not. I'm actually going to El Jardin tonight.
Are you actually?
Yeah. I'm having slackeritas with my brother tonight. If anybody wants to join me, God, don't say this out loud. But yes, so does that logic make sense to the boob man? If we took, if boobs were everywhere, would you like him as much?
Yes, I think I still would. I think your analogy is close. I think it's flawed with the ankle because the ankle was never a sexual part of your body. I think
but it was.
I think it was frowned upon to show it, but it was never seen as sexy or lusting after someone's ankle. I think it was just at that time, it was like, it's inappropriate to show that much body, which I disagree with for the fact, like, whatever.
I don't think it was ever like,
oh, look at her ankle. Oh, it's so hot. I don't think it was ever that. I think
it was just like, she's practically naked because look at her ankles out. Ugh. God, I can see her ankle.
But that's more, it's like, so I'm thinking about the rest of
her, not her ankle. Like, her, the ankle is not a objectified body part. I don't think it ever has.
But there is something sexy, like the midriff. For the longest time, like the first, like when Shania Twain came out, it was like, oh my God, this woman is just giving it away. Like her, just her midriff was out all the time. And as part of that, then her back is out. And like a woman who's just, who kind of just has a muscular back, like a, just a straight line, like a, you can see their, like, not, I'm not saying thin, I'm just saying like.
No, it's just a strong back. Yes. Yeah. That's my goal.
Ugh, it's so hot. Yeah.
Okay, but can I
but
ask you.
But it's not a sexual part.
Shania no. Twain is my goal as well.
Get in line, sir.
But like, so in Brazil, in, I don't know, any other places.
Brazil for sure.
Exactly. They are already following the. It's out. It's normal.
It's out. A thong so is would you, overdressed.
Would you say that there's less of a, I don't know what we call it, a sexualized thing there?
I would say yes, because it's hard for me to answer that truthfully because I'm an American, and when I would go to Brazil,
it was still shocking
to
you.
I'm still like, oh, her boobs are out. Look at her, her whole butt's out. Like, I'm talking about like a shoelace. Is the entire bottom of a bikini. They're just like once around the middle and once around the top. Hobunk, that's a bikini down there. A shoelace. You know, but it's like, nobody cared. No, Brazilians aren't like, oh, looking over at her. But I was. See, my sister-in-law was like breastfeeding, just like, whoop-bump. Just.
Well, breastfeeding's, that's different. Different. That's a.
Yeah.
I understand that. But she, but like, before the baby was even in the room, she's like, somebody's going to bring me the baby.
Well, I was just thinking because they are further in this process that we can kind of get an idea of what it would look like.
So do you, this is,
I think they still love beautiful Brazilian women. I think like they still like to see them show their body.
But there isn't
I also wonder, do women want this?
That was my next question.
Because don't women like to be able to kind of use the boobs when they want, when they can?
I don't know, like, because there are the marches like in Fort Collins. Isn't there like the Free the Boob Day or whatever, where they're just women just wander in the streets of Fort Collins. And it's like, but then there's just a bunch of lecherous dudes like you.
I have never been.
No, I'm just saying.
He's never been to Fort Collins.
Yeah. The question
I'm
is
at
this.
Home watching Shania Twain videos. Get it right.
Aaron, do you want it? Do you want it?
I honestly don't care.
You don't care.
I'd be fine with it. I'd be fine without it. As long as people are comfortable with their own bodies, whatever.
Do you want to see Tiak and I's boobs?
Yeah.
Hack.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Pro tip, if you're going to pick a fight in 7-Eleven in the middle of the night, make sure you know who your opponent is and what they do for a living.
Be by the slushy machine. For sure.
That's also in my pro tip.
Soft and slippery there. You might gain an advantage.
Another pro tip. Slacker is known for his divorces, but one of them did not end this way. So
what?
I don't know.
Are we?
I don't know.
This is a tease about stupendously stupid stories and you got to insult me in it? Wow.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
An Indianapolis woman.
Come on.
Dirk. Indiana.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
She got home from a hard day at work.
Okay.
And saw that her husband was chatting with the neighbors.
Oh, okay.
And also That's working nice. On his truck. So, oh, like, okay. he was doing some other stuff.
Okay.
And, well, she didn't really like that.
Okay.
came back inside and was like, "You think I'm playing?" while she's waving a gun around.
What? Okay.
He thought she was bluffing, so he went to the bathroom and like started to laugh, whatever, and she shot him in the leg.
What?
Not that leg. I hate that.
Was he one or two? Do we know?
We don't know.
Was he sitting or standing? We don't know.
Well, he took
a shot to the leg.
No, because it could be either.
So she was mad. He laughed. Have you guys heard the guy laughing sound effect? I want everybody to know this is behind the scenes stuff. Tiak and Aaron hate this sound effect more than anything in the world.
I like it.
You do like
it? Yeah, and I love that Aaron hates it.
So do I. Aaron, is that a gun? Don't laugh at Aaron. She'll shoot you in the leg.
No, I won't. Yeah.
Why do you think your wife's bluffing? That's where it's like, oh, she's got the gun again. She loves to wave that thing around.
It's because it's Indianapolis and they're just not. Okay, yeah. So
was hospitalized. She was arrested.
Okay.
Jeez.
All right. My story is out of Boston.
You want to get some coffee?
Yeah, get some coffee.
Don't get donuts.
A Boston man decided in the middle of the night, actually it was like 6:46 in the evening, but he got mad at a fellow and followed him into 7-Eleven and started yelling at him. Mm-mm. He was demanding that he buy him some food. He was just yelling obscenities at this fellow. Did I mention that the fellow he followed into 7-Eleven was a police officer?
What? Oh my gosh.
Did I mention that the fellow yelling at the police officer had pockets full of fentanyl? So when you're mad at the cops, and even if you're standing by the soft and slippery slushy machine,
they will get you.
They will get you every time. Uh-huh. Yeah. He called back up. They busted the guy, and he had baggies and baggies of fentanyl weighing about 11 grams. So he's in jail now, where he got in a fight with his cellmate, and he shot him.
Yeah. Jeez. You always want to be the one getting yelled at in the 7-Eleven.
Four.
You don't want to be doing the yelling.
Don't yell.
Head down.
Get your weird little rolly hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
And move
on. Grab some
donuts.
Yeah, lemon pie, maybe.
Those are all the stupid people we get. Aaron, no!
It's not me.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.